How much do you pay to heat your home in the winter? This week, Alaska's Energy Desk is kicking off a new series called The Cost of Cold, looking at how Alaskans across the state keep warm at home. There are a lot of options: electricity, natural gas, wood, coal, even French fry oil. But in much of rural Alaska, and even some cities, the primary heating source is diesel, also called heating fuel. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Annie Fite reports it can be a big economic burden for some families.
Many families in some of Alaska's largest cities, like Juneau and Fairbanks, rely primarily on heating fuel. In rural parts of the state, even more people do. Take the Nome area, for example, where 90% of households use heating fuel, according to census data. And it's not cheap.
If you are in a small, isolated village that has to have fuel flown in or even barged in, but it just at a high cost, you still are paying amongst the highest costs for heating fuel and for electricity in the country.
Katie Lister is chief economist with the Alaska Energy Authority, a state corporation that works to reduce the cost of energy. Just how high is the cost of heating fuel?
The price of heating fuel varies wildly across the state.
The state surveys communities on the cost of heating fuel twice a year. In the most recent survey, the lowest price was $1.40 in Atkasuk on the North Slope, where the borough subsidizes the price.
And the highest was, I think, Shishmaref at a little over $15 per gallon, which is pretty astronomical.
$15 per gallon. Even heating fuel at about $4.50 a gallon, which is close to the state average right now, can put a significant economic strain on families. For example, in the lower Yukon-Kuskokwim region, families spend an average of 26% of their income on heat and electricity. Compare that to the Rail Belt, where that figure is a little less than 7%. Lister says given the economic burden, residents are pretty resourceful. They find other ways to heat their homes, like with wood.
If you're in a place where there is a lot of forest and a lot of wood and biomass around, you are obviously going to be a lot more likely to have households that are taking advantage of that resource. There are large parts of the state, of course, where there's not a lot of trees and there's really not a lot of option in terms of what you use to heat your home.
Even in treeless communities, though, residents often find ways to scavenge for wood. In places where cordwood is for sale, Lister says one of the things people like about that option is that the cost is relatively stable.
Over the last 10 years, you know, statewide, we see it's about $200 to $300 a cord. And there's not a huge amount of change in that. It doesn't really follow the price of heating fuel like it could. And that is a benefit to people.
But Lister says no matter where you are or how you heat your home, the single most effective way to mitigate the high cost of fuel is energy efficiency. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.